Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Overnight America continues. Now, we're not actually going to open up the phone lines until a little bit later this hour. So we first have another special guest to open up the 9 o'clock. Dan Perkins is an Islamic historian, a terror analyst. You may have seen his work online, including on The Hill. Dan Perkins, thank you so much for coming on to KMOX.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be with you, even though it's a little cold there.
I know. Where are you located?
I'm in southwest Florida on an island out in the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, it's warm there, too. I keep seeing different reports about it's hot there, like it's sustained highs, maybe record sustained highs in that area for this time of year as well.
But yeah, it's been warm.
So I keep seeing these headlines, more rockets fired from Gaza, even after the ceasefire. And this is in retaliation to Israel taking out a terrorist. I'm hoping we could rewind and you can give me a rundown of what happened over the last week, because this has really been underreported here in the United States. They've been focusing so much on the impeachment that they completely ignore things like this.
Well, they you're right. They completely ignore things, but it isn't just because there's an impeachment. They just do it in general. And the reason why they don't report on it is because it doesn't put the Palestinians in a very good light. Mm-hmm. And so rather than report bad things about them, they just don't report it. It really comes down to a real basic issue here, and that is, will there ever be a time when the Israelis – can ever trust the Palestinians in what they say. And based on what just happened, no. I think that there is an absolute history that they will lie to the Israelis or to anybody else in the world to try and get something or get their way, and then they'll go back on their word and they don't remember ever making a promise to do something. It's just they're not reliable, and you can't trust them. And that's, you know, if you look at, for example, in the Muslim faith, there's a provision in the Quran called Taqiyya. Mm-hmm. And Taqiyya says that it talks about how a Muslim must interact and treat a fellow Muslim, but also how they treat and interact with infidels, which is everybody who isn't a Muslim. And under the provisions, when a Muslim is dealing with an infidel, they can lie, cheat, steal, make any promise they want, and they're never obligated to keep it. And so it is a cultural thing that's been around for, I don't know, 1,400 years, and it ain't going to change anytime soon.
Yeah. So if we were to rewind to what started this most recent attack, can you give us a rundown of the origin that led to these missile attacks?
Well, that's a tough question because, you know, things don't happen necessarily on the spur of the moment when you're dealing with these people. Mm-hmm. You know, look how long the Palestinians were digging tunnels under the border with Israel to get in. They remember, we're talking 1,400 years of a way of life. And so their time horizons are for example, much longer than ours in the United States.
Yeah.
We look at things about hours, days, and months. They look in terms of decades and centuries.
Okay.
So is there any one particular thing that caused this uproar? It could be more than anything else, be just coincidental to something that was already planned. And so I would be not honest with you if I told you, well, I could point to this specific event that happened. There are some things that people are beginning to wonder. For example, with Erdogan in Washington this week from Turkey, what's going to happen with the relationship in the United States and Turkey? What's going to happen to the Sunnis and the Shias and the Kurds in Western Syria? Mm-hmm. And there are some concerns that that you have a problem where the Kurds are looking to create their own state. Mm-hmm. They want to break away and create a Kurdistan, if you would, to bring all the Kurds together. And that the Palestinians are very concerned that that's going to further reduce their influence and what they can do within their own community and in the land in the Middle East. There's only so much to go there. And so it could very well be that they're reacting to those discussions that are going on right now about creating a new Kurdistan. There's a lot of things going on. The other thing that can happen here, and this is a very important point, at least to me it's important. Mm-hmm. We don't understand yet, and I'm not being critical of the United States. I'm just saying for seven generations in the Middle East, the people in those countries fed at the trough of oil being sold to the United States. Mm-hmm. And so they got dependent upon the cash flow from the oil generated and the profits made by the oil companies, and the governments were owned the oil companies. And they realized 2 years ago that when the oil prices collapsed into the 20s, that they were not making any money. They couldn't even bring it out of the ground for what they were selling it for. Mm-hmm. In many places in the Middle East, they still aren't. But there's no demand from the United States. Mm. And so the resources, and this is important, the resources that these Middle Eastern governments have to support the Palestinians in their goals is diminishing rapidly because there's great unrest all over the Middle East by young people and other people saying that the government is squandering the money that they should be spending on their people to support people like the Palestinians and Hamas and other organizations. Yeah. So you've got a lot of tension in the Middle East. A lot of people vying for attention, and the Palestinians, I think, are very concerned about the possibility of a new Kurdistan being formed. So they're like a petulant child. They have to speak up and demonstrate and have a temper tantrum, and that's what they're doing.
You also contribute to many different websites, including The Hill. What's your most recent piece on?
I've got a piece that I just literally sent out for review tonight. Mm-hmm. On the impeachment trial.
Oh, okay.
And it's basically the publishers will have a right to change the title of the copy when they decide to publish it. But the working title is Why the Democrats Will Not Vote for an Impeachment.
Oh, how about that? That sounds like a good one. When would that one actually mm-hmm. be posted look at it?
I write periodically for 20 different blogs, and my publisher spins the wheel of fortune and decides where he or she's going to go. So I never know until afterwards. I wish I could say that. There are a couple places that I write for that I know that it will be published by them. But, you know, it could go to The Hill. It could go to The Daily Caller. It could go to Clash Daily and all over the place. So I never know until it actually gets published. But I can tell you this, it will be on danperkins.guru. So you can always go there and find regardless of where it's published, you can always find my commentaries.
DanPerkins.guru, or just mm-hmm. do a quick search for Dan Perkins online. Islamic historian, terrorism analyst, also a nationally recognized expert on radical Islam. It just because it's not being reported on here in the United States doesn't mean that it's still not going on worldwide every
That's right.
single hour. And, you know, we had that great moment a couple of weeks ago where the United States took out the head of a terrorist organization, and we were able to have a little bit of you know, we a little bit of everyone could agree we did a good thing there. Well, at least most people could agree we did a good thing with al-Baghdadi. But then it goes away, and it's out of the headlines as if, okay, it's all done, and it's really not the case. And that's why we need people like you, for example, that continue to write and update and tell people about it, because most of the mainstream media just does not want to cover a topic like this out of, well, maybe there's a little bit of they just don't have the right person. And there's also a part where I don't think they have the journalistic integrity to cover something like this, because they may not see it in the same historical context as you do.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't fit their narrative.
Yeah, it doesn't fit the narrative. Dan Perkins, thank you so much for coming on to Overnight America.
Thank you, and stay warm, and I'll be back and see you again sometime.
I hope so, too. DanPerkins.guru, make sure to look him up and just do a search for his name, Dan Perkins, and you can find some of his more recent work that's out there right now. He joins us on the Quiver River Electric KMOX guest line on Overnight America.
St. Louis's Morning News, Total Information AM, weekday mornings at 5 on KMOX and KMOX.com.
All right. Whew. Now let's open these phone lines up. Let's do it. Here's the phone number. It's 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. And we could, this hour, I had a couple of other things about the impeachment to bring up. Sissy, if you're listening right now, I'm sorry. I know you called yesterday. But there's just a few other things I wanted to get to. And it's, I mean, I'm not going to be playing a lot. It's more of reaction at this point. There's just been a lot of reaction. You know, Lindsey Graham, for example.
Nothing happened here. We're not going to impeach this president over this. We're not going to legitimize a hearing where you can only call Democratic witnesses. It's over. It's done for me.
How do you think that this is going to...
It's over and done for me.
How long should the Senate proceeding
last? He's like, read my lips. It's over and done for me.
Well, if you exclude hearsay as a basis for impeachment, which every court in the land would, unless there's an exception, I will not allow trial in the Senate to go forward with my vote unless the whistleblower comes forward. Even though they're offering hearsay, they're the ones that started this. And I want to know, is there a connection between the whistleblower, the CIA, Biden, or any other Democrat that would make cast suspicions over their motives? I want to get to the bottom of this. We're not going to let the President of the United States be tried based on an anonymous accusation. We're not going to let him be convicted in the Senate based on a bunch of hearsay.
Ooh, Mitch McConnell has said, however, if they do vote to open up that hearing, or at least the vote, the Senate would take on that trial because they kind of have to. But that would be a pretty strong statement from Lindsey Graham to play for all the other senators there to make it sound like you're not going to be convincing him based on anything we've seen so far. Now, a lot of people have watched this. So day one of the impeachment hearings captured the nation's attention, according to Mediaite, but not really. They say yes, but not really. Now, keep in mind, this thing was going on for, what, 6+ hours? So they're able to count the entire amount of people that had a TV on in a 6-hour span on all the networks. And the most they were able to get was 13 million people watching? I don't know. You know, it may sound like an impressive number, but it's not that impressive. So overall, 13.082 million people watched Ambassador Bill Taylor and Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent testify in Capitol Hill between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern. According to Nielsen, 2.555 million fell into the 25 to 54 demographic. Fox News, they had the highest at 2.89 million that watched. MSNBC had 2.68 million. CNN had 1.84 million. So about a million less people watched than CNN, but not a surprise. Not a surprise. Not a surprise. No one watches CNN anyway. But the funny thing that was pointed out in some of the blogs is what happened six days ago. You remember who was a special guest on The View? That's right, Don Jr. He was on The View. And just 6 days before, the network had 1 million more people watch Donald Trump Jr. on The View than watched these impeachment hearings on ABC. They had 1 million more viewers. Now, let's also put this into perspective. They had 1 million more viewers in the 1 hour time frame that The View was on the air when ABC aired the impeachments for 6 hours. So there were a million more people watched in the 1 hour time frame for The View. 1 million less watched yesterday for the 6+ hours that they aired it on network television. What does that say? What does that say? I think for a lot of people, it would circle to the question that it's not looking good. If the whole idea of these impeachment hearings, if we're going to try to use the strategy of what the Democrats are trying to do in a moment like this, which is, you know, we're going to try to bring as much awareness of our points against the president, not crimes at this point, just points against the president, that we'll be able to hopefully influence or sway some people's votes in the 2020 election, if they really think that's a possibility or whatever it may be. It's going to be tough to make that determination of it's going to be helpful or not if no one, if the interest isn't there to begin with. And it looks like there's a lot of indication there's not a lot of interest outside of giving it lip service. So there's a couple of other clips. Like, let's see, Lindsey Graham, a little more Lindsey Graham. Why not?
I don't know. If you tried the president based on the rules that exist in courts in America, first rule is hearsay is not admissible unless there's a valid exception. If you use the hearsay rule, everything I heard falls, virtually all of it. If you require the confrontation clause to be invoked and allow the whistleblower, require the whistleblower to come forward, I don't know how long that takes. But my point is that we're going to do the trial based on due process common to American legal system. And that's my bottom line. And how long that takes, I don't know.
Lindsey Graham, he's saying we're done with this. This whole nonsense, we're not, homie, don't play that in the Senate is what he's basically saying. Homie, don't play that. Ken Starr.
One key thing. The Republicans not only are rock solid, so that means if this trend continues, there is no hope for impeachment, for the conviction in the House.
In the and Senate, in
the Senate. And here, to me, was something that was very telling. No crime was proven today. There were a lot of terms used, extortion and bribery, but no crime. This is very unlike Nixon and unlike Clinton.
This is very unlike. And this is Ken Starr saying this. He knows a thing or two about it all. And even CNN's Jeffrey Toobin.
Because the one criticism of these two witnesses, which I think is very much legitimate, it's not really a criticism, it's just a factual statement, is that neither of them had direct contact with the president.
Ever.
Ever. And, yeah. And yeah, that's a problem if you're going to impeach the president.
Oh, is it a problem? Yes. Yes, it's a problem. So you know, as more reactions come in, this is what I've seen. I've seen the desperation level push up in the Democrat Party. Nancy Pelosi's out there, and this is where it really stinks of desperation.
The devastating testimony corroborated evidence
of
bribery uncovered in...
Devastating. So she starts right off the bat. Devastating. Oh, boy. Look at this knockout testimony. Only Pelosi's saying that.
The devastating testimony corroborated evidence of bribery uncovered in the inquiry, and that the president abused power and violated his oath by threatening to withhold military aid and a White House meeting in exchange for an investigation into his political rival.
Not many people agree with you. I like that they're really leaning into it because it's the only play they have, and they knew this would happen. I mean, they had to have had a low level of confidence they'd be able to fool a mass amount of people into realizing that this was a fruitful impeachment, when really it was just a way to continue to harass the president. 314-436-7900 is the number, or 800-925-1120. 800-925-1120 is what you can call anywhere in the United States. I have a couple of more things to play for you. There's a tense moment on CNN that I think is worth repeating. George Conway, as you know, Kellyanne Conway's husband, said some things, and Wolf Blitzer tried to stir it all up for him together. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. Michaelsflooringoutlet.com on KMOX.
Welcome back to Overnight America. Here's the phone lines for you. 314-436-7900. You can call or text that line. If you just want to make sure your phone's still working, you can use it for that too, and then be pleasantly surprised when you're on the show. Also, 800-925-1120. You know, yesterday, this is what happens. We talk impeachment yesterday because it was the first day of the hearings. And I thought, oh, everyone's going to want to call in and talk about it. Then everyone waits till the last second. And by that time, it was too late. We were moving on. And then we picked it up later. So, listen, there's no reason for you to be waiting right about now. You better call in while you still have an opportunity here. So here's one of the things that spurred some conversation earlier. George Conway was Kellyanne Conway's husband.
The problem with Donald Trump is he always sees himself first. Trump is all about Trump. And that's why it was inevitable he'd get himself into the soup once again. And that's what this is all about. He was using the power of the presidency in its most unchecked area, foreign affairs, to advance his own personal interests as opposed to the country's.
Okay, so he goes on, and there's a moment of this interview with Vanity Fair. George Conway said that his wife, Kellyanne Conway, who is the White House counselor, she's someone that is pretty open to interviews. You see her constantly on news networks. George Conway said that he believes his wife belongs to the cult of Donald Trump. Marty, where did he go? I'm just trying to set up a clip. Marty hung up. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I'm just trying to set up some phone calls coming in. So let me mention this to two. How about we play a couple of more clips? I might as well do that since Marty dropped off. Kellyanne Conway later was on with Wolf Blitzer. I want you to listen how Wolf sets up this interview.
I just have a final question, a sensitive question, and it's a political question. It's a substantive question. I don't want to talk about your marriage. I know that there are issues there. Your husband, George Conway, he's a lawyer.
Did you just say?
Your husband, George Conway.
Did you just say there are issues there? You don't want to talk about marriage?
I don't want to talk about... No, I don't want to talk...
Why did you say that?
I don't want to talk about your marriage. I don't want to talk about your... I want to talk about a substantive point that your husband, George Conway, made. He was on television all day yesterday during the first day of the impeachment hearings, and he said this about the president of the United States. I just want your reaction to the substance of what he said.
So before you play the clip, which I haven't seen, why? And why are you doing that?
Because he's a legal scholar, he's a lawyer, and he was really going after the president of the United States, and he was all over television yesterday.
And come on,
I just want you to,
and he's married to me?
Well, you know, he happens to be married to you. What's
wrong
with that?
You can run the clip of Jeffrey. He happens to be married to me. That's bizarre.
Correct. But he's also a legal scholar. He's got a substantive point.
No one would care about him if he wasn't married to Kellyanne Conway, let's be honest. So what they do is they use this as some sort of a tool to try to shame the wife.
Point. Listen to what
Jeffrey Toobin's point. Your senior legal analyst. I loved his point on CNN yesterday. We don't have to play a competitor's clip. You could just play the CNN clip where Jeffrey Toobin said it's a problem that Taylor and Kent never met Donald Trump. He said to Jake, it's a problem.
I'm not disagreeing with
Jake Tapper said something
I'm
like,
not, I'm not disagreeing
you know,
with either.
They might have to meet the whistleblower, at least talk to him or her, him in private, because you have to be able to confront your accused.
Right.
But you should not have said to your audience, I don't want to talk about your marriage, quote, I know there are issues. Why would you say that? What is it?
I don't want to talk about your...
It's kind of a low way to handle that situation. I know you guys have issues way of approach. See, that's not a great way to do it because it tips off immediately that there's only one reason why you're playing this clip. And that's a pretty lousy thing. Here, I'm going to try to pit you guys against each other. That's real classy, CNN. Let me get to John, who's in South County. Hey, John, what's going on?
Hey. I think the impeachment inquiry is entirely warranted. Mm-hmm. I think we have a totally corrupt president. I think they're doing their constitutional duty. It's evident that Trump wanted the Ukrainian president to investigate Biden and his son for purely political reasons. There was no strategic military reason to do so. And he wasn't worried about corruption. He's the most corrupt president we've ever had.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that the Democrats are going at this as if it's their duty to do it. I think they're doing it politically for political prosecution.
When did KMOX become the Trump network?
I'm giving you my opinion. When did you become someone that couldn't talk about other people's opinions? You only wanted to hear your own voice.
you told me to, you told people to call in. I'm giving you my opinion.
This is it. So why would you call in and say, when did KMOX become the Trump network?
Oh, because you've got Limbaugh on every day. You've got,
okay, an 3 hours.
Defiance for Trump, see, speak, and hear no evil about him. The guy's got a track record going back 40 years of all the slick deals and scams that he's been running.
Okay. So what crimes, I'm just curious, which crimes you think he's committed to warrant this impeachment?
Bribery.
Bribery.
Obstruction of justice, extortion.
I think all of those
I think
are
all
not
those
true.
Qualify as high crimes.
Okay. So out of this testimony, that's what you got out of it so far?
Out of the testimony and the character of the man, yeah.
Okay, so now you're questioning the character, which is fine. You can do that. But out of this testimony, what direct testimony did any of the witnesses say that gave you the impression that they had direct knowledge of this? I mean, not right. indirect, but direct knowledge of this. Because they
you're
also said they've never spoke to the president.
Convicted. People can't be convicted on hearsay evidence. It happens all the time.
I'm saying in an impeachment trial they can, but that's kind of a weak argument to say it happens all the time. What I'm saying is they never spoke to the president. So you're saying that you're going to go out there and you're willing to remove the president based on what?
Based on the evidence.
Well, what
submitted
evidence?
By the witnesses before Congress.
No, the evidence that's been submitted by the witnesses have been, we heard someone else say this so far. So that's enough evidence for you?
Well, you're going to have somebody from the OMB tomorrow state that he was told from the White House to withhold aid to Ukraine. I don't see anybody that the Republicans can try to bring forward that's going to contradict anything that's been said.
Who are the Republicans bringing forward?
Just because Trump didn't get on the TV and say, I'm not going to give Ukraine money until they investigate Joe Biden and his son. You saying that is the threshold that we should use before we consider impeaching him?
No, I'm saying that what's been brought up against him has been nonsense so far. I don't believe this is worthy. This is, to me, a political witch hunt. So I don't think anything that's been brought forth actually warrants these hearings. I don't think they have
warrant?
Enough. Maybe actual direct evidence. Direct evidence. How about someone that has direct knowledge of it? Well, let me put it this way, too. Then one of the big key portions of this hearing is that they're only bringing the witnesses the Democrats want to call in. So why would that be the case? Why would the Republicans not be able to call their own witnesses?
Who do they want to call in? They've requested some witnesses, and they've been allowed to bring them in. I don't recall the names now, but there are some coming in.
Well, I haven't seen any yet. I mean, well, I guess it's still early in the case. But they've been denied. The ones that they've requested, there's been many that they've been denied by Adam Schiff. That's a part of it, though.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that.
Okay.
And I don't know who in particular you're talking about. Maybe he doesn't figure that their testimony is relevant.
Okay.
That's possible.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, that could be a possibility. That could be a possibility. But, I mean, if you're going to try to hold some sort of impartial hearings, then wouldn't you want to welcome people in that would look like that would be good for your case? I mean, in this case, if they feel there's someone that would make the Republicans look silly for calling to testify, wouldn't Adam Schiff want something like that? I think they would.
Well, I think if the intention is to just to conceal the truth or to try to confuse the issue, I can see why you wouldn't want them to come in.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thank you, John, for calling in.
Sure.
Okay. That's the thing. You know, John could call in and say things like, KMOX, the Trump network. You know, give me a break on this stuff, you know? Give me a break on this. Mostly because we allow all different types of voices and opinions and thoughts. The whole idea of expressing ideas and thoughts is for you to be able to challenge them when you disagree with them. And this program by itself is proof in it. You get the absolute ability to do that at any time. Lou from St. Louis, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to challenge that guy to just talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
KMOX has like Hancock and Kelly. You got Kelly, who's a liberal, and he and Hancock go back and forth all the time. And you got CBS News on there that's right down the line liberal. As all get out, you know, he doesn't. Why doesn't he talk about CNN and NPR being the anti-Trump networks because they can't say one good thing about Trump at all ever,
And, here's part of it, too, and it gets frustrating, but I understand that some people may get that impression, but it's not true at all. I mean, that's the thing. Every program here, I don't know, outside of Total Information, but every program gives you a chance to call in and talk to them, you know, outside of when we're doing Strictly News. That's it. So I feel like there's so many different opportunities if people disagree to challenge that. It's not like we're trying to hide or squash any ideas.
Hey, it should be based on experience, though, more than, just, listen to like Hancock and Kelly and the CBS News on there on KMOX,
All right. Thank you, Lou.
Yep.
All right. Have a good night. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120 on Overnight America KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
All right, we're going to take some more of your calls. And that back and forth with Kellyanne Conway and Wolf Blitzer, I might have to play more of that. There was a lot. I mean, she really took exception to it, and she knew it was coming, I bet. So I want to get your calls in first, though, before we get to CBS News. Let's get as many of them as we can, and let's go to Wayne in St. Peter's. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, shame on you for being so partial. Gosh, you're supposed to listen to both sides.
I do listen to both sides, Wayne. I listen all the time.
the second caller, the one before me, he's right.
Uh-huh.
CBS is liberal. I told you the other night, you wouldn't believe me. And Hancock is not a Republican. Hancock has been against President Trump ever since he started running. Hmm. So anyway, we'll get away with that.
Okay.
CNN, I think their top viewership on any hour is like maybe a million and a half.
Not even
well,
that.
Well, they're in every airport around the world.
I know. That's sad,
Those
isn't
people
it?
Don't have any choice.
That's so a lot of it, yeah.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, I tried to watch most of that yesterday, and I couldn't do it. And I recorded it and ran through it fast, and I'd be hanging my head in shame if I was a Democrat.
Oh, man, you came in swinging here, Wayne. You had a whole bunch of stuff you wanted to say.
I know. Oh, the other thing, the first guy, I don't know the guy. I'm guessing. He's union, and he gets his information sitting at a bar. Okay, that's all I got,
all
bud.
Right, thanks, Wayne. Take care. Bye. Wayne had about 70 seconds, and he just, man, came out swinging. Let's go to Lisa. Hi.
Hey, I just want to say thank you, for calling out your caller earlier who, throws out terms such as bribery and extortion and high crime. I don't care what party you're with. I'm so tired of people throwing this out, and yet they cannot provide one example of what that means.
Well, part of this whole idea of switching gears to bribery, it's just a rhetoric change. And we've known in the past, and they've done this, the Nancy Pelosi's and the Chuck Schumer's of the world are very well known for sending memos out to as many people as they can, including news organizations and entertainers, in hopes that they try to get them to use those buzzwords as much as possible. And as soon as you saw Nancy Pelosi starting to use that term, it was kind of crazy because the CNN and the MSNBC started overusing that term, as in they got their marching orders.
Yes. Well, in the end, he is our president. And no matter what side you're on, no one can argue the fact this economy is outstanding. It is better than it has just about ever been.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And if you want a job, you can get a job. It pains me to see that, you have these people who are spending 100% of their time, basically, and our resources, mm-hmm. trying to impeach our president that the majority of people voted for.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not why I put those people in office.
All right, Lisa. Thank you. Good to hear from you.
Thanks.
Yeah. The reason, did we put our, did we elect people? I don't know. There's probably some people out there that would say, the reason I elected my official is so that they would remove Donald Trump from office. I'm sure there's a lot of people that would do that. And say that. They would be perfectly fine with it. Yeah, and, even though he didn't get the popular vote, there's some discrepancies in the numbers. Sure, I guess you can make that argument. But, all things considered, he won the electoral vote. That's all that matters. Scott calling in from Buffalo. What's going on?
Hey, how are you, man?
Good.
I just wanted to call, voice my opinion. I'm sick of paying taxes and having these idiots do whatever they want with my contribution to my country. And just run it into the ground and try and manipulate and be scandalous and not straight up with the people that voted them into office. You know, I stand behind my president, like the young lady said, no matter what. He's the president.
Uh-huh.
And I served in the military, and there's things such as a chain of command. And he's the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't care if he did tell the Ukrainian president, do it or you're not getting your money. Who cares? I mean, there's way worse stuff going on. You got the illegal immigrants getting driver's license benefits. I mean, I've worked all my life and paid taxes faithfully, and I don't get anything. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I'd love to see somebody go into their country and see what they could get for free.
You know, Scott, how would you like to get an itemized list of all the things your taxpayer money funded, and you found out that your money actually went towards this impeachment hearing?
Oh, that's just, you know, I'd probably quit on the spot. I really don't like working.
Quit paying taxes.
You know what I mean?
Thanks, Scott. But, good to hear from you. We got to go, but thank you for calling in.
All right, brother. Have a good one. God bless America.
God bless America from Buffalo, New York. Real quick, Tim, we only have about 60 seconds. What's going on?
Well, I'm just really tired of this the way they've attacked this president and his family. I'm 58 years old. I've never seen such hypocrisy and such hatred and such division in my life coming from the media, mainstream media, which I believe is very liberal, and the political left side. I believe they hate Donald Trump because he's an outsider. He came in and he messed up their little party they had going for years. If you look at people like Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and all them people that's been in office for many years, the whole country's went to pots. They haven't done nothing, including Biden. I voted for Trump in 2016, and I'll vote for him in 2020 again. I believe the economy is booming. I'm a small business owner. Mm-hmm. I haven't had this much success in the last 2 years that I've had in the 35 years that I've been in business.
Oh, that's awesome.
Obama, I went from 70 employees down to 7.
Oh.
And for for 6 years, we went in the hole. And we turned around. We're back making a profit again. We're employing people. We're giving them good benefits.
Oh, that's awesome.
I vote for Trump.
Awesome, Tim.
Trump's a great president.
Hey, thank you very much for your comments. Good to hear from you. We'll take some more of your calls coming up. 314-436-7900.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.